Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 40. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And I'm Stephen Huesmuller.
And today, shit's getting crazy in the studio.
It's true.
There's four of us for the first time. Makes sense, right? 40. Episode 40. Four people.
Might as well.
Crazy. Huh? And we have some news to talk about today, later. We'll talk about that at the end, mostly. Right? Sure.
Sure.
Whatever. Today is February 20-something?
Third.
Getting up
you
there.
You run a schedule all day. You'd think you would know the date.
We always have this discussion.
I know.
I don't know why it's a surprise to anyone. I knew it was in the 20s. Is that close enough?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be talking about whatever we want. Let's be honest. Tech news, mostly.
Sure.
Other stuff sprinkled in. Do you have anything else you want to say right off the bat?
No. Being sick sucks.
And we'll apologize ahead of time for any technical difficulties we may run into.
We're shooting from the hip tonight.
Yeah. So bear with us on that.
I'd expect we'd be past the technical difficulties now.
Yeah, well...
You know what? It's four people. It's mass chaos.
I'm saying it's a positive. We're past it all.
Well, we're not, though.
We're not. We're still... Once we hit 1 year...
We need a dedicated producer is what we need.
It's true.
We need to get an intern.
Oh, damn.
I'll put it on an ad tomorrow.
All right. Craigslist.
Yep. We're getting an intern. So anyway,
preferably somebody that has a nice camera.
Good point.
But, make it a requirement.
But more like, yeah, we'll talk about that later. Getting off subject. Yeah, there's been some news this week. I don't nothing huge. Just your regular old rumors and what have yous of the day. The biggest, not the biggest thing. We'll just start off with. So there was a picture release that came from The Daily of Microsoft Office running on an iPad, in which Microsoft said what?
Nuh-uh, that's fake.
That's a fake.
And Photoshop.
So then The Daily came and said, screw you guys, it's real. And then they came out and said, there was like a back and forth that day. It was Tuesday, I think. I want to say it was Tuesday this all happened. And then Microsoft later at the end of the night, after completely denying everything about it, they finally said, Office, it'll all be clear in a few weeks. So they kind of changed their story a couple times. Personally, I think it would be a good move for Microsoft if they, when the iPad 3 was released, if they went up on stage and said, hey, check this out.
It's true.
Although, I think I don't think it would be bad for Microsoft or Apple, but I think it would be bad for your friends, the Android tablets. Android tablets aren't my friends.
I don't know. Yes and no. I mean, Google Docs can do everything that you need it to.
Right. No, I agree. You can use it just fine on the iPad, though, too.
But, I don't know.
But I think as far as, like, it's enterprise world, though.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, coming from, like, a corporate world, I mean, we're just starting to bring in iPads into the workplace, you know? So it'll be another
And I'm sure everything you reason. Guys do is in Word, Excel.
Yep.
I mean, Office. That's just, you know, the standard. What does the Army use Microsoft Office, Steven?
Unfortunately.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you like to see?
Do you use it at the college, too?
That's my primary.
I mean...
Why unfortunately?
Because he doesn't like Microsoft.
You don't like Microsoft or you don't like Office?
I don't like Office or Outlook or any of that.
Interesting.
Any particular reason or just because?
It's always crashing and never works properly. I mean, it's probably...
Sounds like user error, but...
No, it's always, you know, networks down and all that stuff.
So it's more on the server side, you think?
I mean, it would depend... I mean, I'm not sure. I've never had...
The Army doesn't just let us come in and hang out with their stuff, right?
Maybe they should call the Solution Geeks.
Yeah, go and do some little jingles.
Do some contracting.
Yeah, that'd be nice, right?
I know. It'd be anyways.
So, yeah, but I don't know. Like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I mean, I think it's inevitable. And it makes sense because Microsoft is, above all else, a software company. Why wouldn't they want it on the largest tablet hardware out there, you know? Like, it would be stupid to just waste that opportunity, I think.
Another way to make people buy it.
They don't care what it ends up being on in the end, because all of it...
But if they're making Microsoft tablets, I mean, they'd want to have them have an advantage, but...
Right, but I mean, in the end, like, Office is a software suite.
Right.
They don't... I mean, anything that they sell... in their pocket.
It's just like Adobe putting Photoshop versions on the iPad. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Except for Adobe doesn't make hardware. Well, Microsoft doesn't really, but...
Nope.
They're aiming to put an operating system on a tablet. That's what makes it a little different. But right. Neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there, indeed.
There's also been some other Google rumors. Google. Which I don't even... Like, I feel like this just popped up out of nowhere, but all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of rumors that Google is going to make a heads-up display glasses by the end of the year. Like, just, like, glasses you wear with a display on... Like, I don't know if it's going to be, like, your typical futuristic first-person shooter type stats going on the side of your peripherals, or...
Well, I think it's fun... I think it's funny that they're gearing towards glasses, because the biggest thing that I've been reading about is the HUD contact lenses. And there was a guy that did a proof...
That'd be messed up.
There was a guy that did a proof of concept with it, and it was, I mean, it made my eyes water watching the video, but it was like, his proof of concept was, he took two contact lenses, and he did, like, coiled wire in between the two, and then he had one LED, and he was able to power the LED, like,
With what powered it?
Like, there was two wires that came off, and he held a battery to it. Like, for, you know, not even a second, but then it held the power.
It held the power That's messed up.
So it's like...
What if it broke in your eye somehow?
I don't know. Like, so it was...
I mean, obviously...
It was probably crazy watching it. And, I mean, like I said, it was just a proof of concept to show that that it's possible to be done.
I'm sure in the future, I mean, there'll be something.
Nanotubes.
Yeah, but...
That'll be the...
But that's just... That's insane.
Yeah.
It hurts my eyes to think about.
It was crazy. I mean, not really on topic at all, but like he was trying to figure out how to fuse the contacts together so the wire wouldn't move. So he heated up a pair of tweezers and like fused them together, like how you do soldering. Like a pie, yeah. Basically. Like you smoosh the two things together to melt the plastic together. And then I watch him put his contact in, and it's just like being a contact wearer, just instantly made my eyes water because it looked so uncomfortable.
It's crazy.
But HUD glasses, I think, is sweet.
There's like obviously the over the head video game thing that they had at CES that was like a surrounding experience.
It's kind of like the old Mech Warrior at the casino.
Right. But I know there was a few, there's some snowboard company, or not necessarily snowboard companies, but there's some snowboard goggles. That are big goggles that have some stuff in it that tell you, like, distance, like, where you are on the maps on the mountain and that type of stuff. So I know there's that. I mean, but obviously those are huge, and they look fine when you're snowboarding, but you're not going to wear them around walking downtown or...
Right. No, I think it's cool, though. I think it would be cool for both Xbox, any console, or PC gaming. Like, because right now they're selling the glasses to help with eye strain. So if they could tie, like... You know, like stats on like the right side of one of the lenses or something. Like that would be, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to think like you already think about like just walking around, you see people on their phones now, like that aren't paying attention to where they're where is this gonna head? Like, that's like, will it make it better or worse? Like, I mean, because you obviously have the see-through display then, right? I mean, because it's in front of your vision, but
that's
where is your focus? Yeah. Like, are you or what if like and then. Then we're going to get into the driving issue, people wearing them while they drive.
When you were just talking about having, like, stats over one eye while playing and watching a screen far away, wouldn't you figure that would screw with your vision with the...
No, you would still see through, it would still be transparent through both lenses. Yeah, but your eyes,
you're going to be trying to focus on something here while trying to watch a screen, you know, 7 feet away.
But the stats don't necessarily aren't like you wouldn't have to be watching them constantly. It could just be like small updates every now and then.
Like when I'm playing, I'm constantly hit like the tab button's what brings up like where you're at.
But
you
that's
know, kills.
All on the same screen that you're looking at, whereas now you
but,
have a
but
screen
it's still
here.
See-through, right?
Right.
Like, it's like an overlay.
Yeah, so I can still be running around.
So you can see if someone's running up to you to kill you,
yep.
type of... I mean, I don't know. It's. I mean, and they might not even be doing it. It's purely speculation at this point. But yep. there's enough rumors going around that they're doing it that I would say at least, at the very least, they're working on something.
It's true.
But we'll see what happens. They're supposedly going to be out by the end of the year, so in short order, I guess we'll know. And it's funny, like, reading just, like, remarks about it. Like, some people are like, well, it's just going to fall flat on its face. But other people are like, well, I could see it falling that, but who would have thought that, you know, the Kinect would have taken off like it did. Like, little, like obviously, there needs to be, a, there's going to be a revolution in UI. I mean, there's we're slowly working toward it, but... We will see what happens with it, I guess. And we'll see if it even comes true. So, but it's just something, a little interesting tidbit coming out of Google then. There's rumor that Comcast is building a Netflix killer or a competitor.
I didn't read about this.
Which is odd because isn't Comcast already doing that with Xfinity? Like, they have their on-demand, like...
Yeah, but this is going to be like... $5 or
$4? $5, like and then like the same exact concept, like just
yeah,
streaming.
Except for like all the Xfinity customers, they get it for free automatically.
Which makes sense, but then look what Dish did with Blockbuster. I mean, what happened with that? I feel like that's gone away already.
I was just reading something about that certain companies were dropping it from their, you know,
because it's so I think it's so confusing because it's like you have to fall into this category and then this category, like. Like, for me, like, I have Comcast Internet. Would I fall into being able to buy it, or do I have to have the cable package? Because the Xfinity is, like, the 3-in-1, right?
Yeah.
And then do you have to have the phone, too, then? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it
yeah.
just gets so, like, I think it gets so convoluted that Netflix is already everywhere. People yeah. are, like, so we'll see what happens. There wasn't a, besides just, like, what you said, there wasn't a ton of other news about it. And then Netflix actually recently got the deal with is it the Weinstein Brothers yeah. company, to still get exclusive rights to stream their stuff, which is pretty cool. I think The Artist is the big one that people keep talking about, because that was a Weinstein Brothers movie, which is that up for one of the Emmys?
Oscars,
whatever
yeah.
they are, that's coming up. Whatever award show is next. I can never keep them straight.
And it did pretty well at the Golden Globes as well.
Have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
Have you?
No.
Nope.
I knew you hadn't. You don't watch movies. But yeah, so...
They've also Netflix just added, like, original programming, too, I saw.
Lilyhammer came out on, was it the 6th of February, I believe. And then they have another one still in the work, House of Cards, which has been rumored to be coming for a while. But I know that they're working with ABC on one now, too, which seems weird that they would help them. But not at the same time, I guess.
I just think they had a connection to the... Arrested Development when that comes back too.
Oh, we had talked about that before. Yeah. Supposedly they're gonna bring it back and it's gonna be exclusive to Netflix. So, but I don't know how far out that is.
I think it's end of the year, maybe, or maybe next year.
I know when we talked about it before, Randy was pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
about Arrested Development.
Yeah, it's been too long.
I don't know.
So it's starting. It's like. I'm glad it'll come back, but...
We'll see what happens with
it. You know,
it.
Yeah. It's on... Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Netflix is kind of not coming back. I feel like they've kind of overcome, though, the problems they had.
Their little hurdle.
End of last year.
Self-created hurdle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're doing... I don't think they have any real... Hulu is the closest competitor. I mean, I don't know. They're doing all right. And I've said before, I use their service all the time, and I like it, so. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I do.
Do you use the streaming a lot?
Oh, yeah.
You have DVDs, too, or no? Probably not,
because
why would you? Do you have it? No.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do the streaming on DVDs.
Oh. Nice. I'll have to steal DVDs from you from now on.
I already borrow Blu-rays from you, so.
I'm just kidding. Just a joke, man. Jeez, settle down. So moving on from video to mobile, I guess, is the rest of our stuff. It's pretty much mobile. Speaking of mobile, T-Mobile had some news, Randy. Bum, bum, bum. That directly affects only you?
Only me. Yeah, they are predicting...
They announced.
Huh?
They announced. So
not, I'm not holding my breath still.
Right.
Like,
cause so what did they announce?
They will have LTE by the end of this year.
By the end of this year or next year?
I thought it was...
The beginning of next year.
Yeah, I thought it was by 2013.
Oh, then it was like in like 45% of the major markets or something was what their projections were.
So, I mean, they've been saying that it's been going to happen, but I'm honestly not holding my breath. I would like to see them get big, honestly, because they have competitive prices, they've got good coverage. Their phones are lacking.
Yeah, like, I was just going to say they have a crappy phone selection.
I mean, the Galaxy S2 is solid.
Well, that's like the only thing they have.
But that's it.
And I saw the stat when they're talking about, say, their earnings call. That's why it was brought up. But that they have a record number of lost customers last quarter, and a lot of people attribute that to, they say, the iPhone. But I think just like we've talked about before, just phones in general. Like,
yep,
the Galaxy Nexus has come out on. It's coming. It's only on Verizon still, right?
Yeah, Sprint was supposed to have it, I thought.
I think it is still coming to Sprint in a couple months.
I had heard by the end of first quarter, and that clock is ticking.
Well, there's a whole nother month.
It's a month.
And then they said it was going to come out by the end of the end of November, and it came out like the 29th or something. So. But yeah, just in general, but you'd think they got that big settlement or are getting that AT&T money for the deal not going through, right?
Right, but we know that. I mean, we've talked about that before. That's going to Deutsche Com, not to T-Mobile.
Right. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But like you said, it's nice because T-Mobile just like throws out whatever prices they want and just don't have the phones we want.
Yeah. Pretty much
any of us, really. Yeah, I mean like you said, the S2 is a good phone, but it's really all they have.
I just want the Nexus.
And even they have the Lumia, but they have the lower version, the 710. The 800 come out on AT&T, and the 900 is what's projected to come next.
Yeah, they kind of get the scraps,
right,
so to speak.
In other mobile news, I'm going to go in a different order than I've written here, but the Playbook finally had their 2.0 software release, giving the Playbook finally a native email client.
Ooh.
Which was the biggest thing.
Do you know
thing,
anybody that has one?
No. Tom Merritt.
Do you personally know anybody that has one?
No. Well, he...
Do no. you... anybody that you have met in person?
No. Not that I know of.
All right.
But, I don't know. People are like, whatever. It's like, it's getting fine reviews, but...
Old news.
But...
Too late.
It's already, it's...
Too little, too late.
It really is. And... I was talking to Randy earlier. There's an excellent article written on The Verge about the rise and fall of RIM. It's a long read, but I would suggest it to anyone who is even remotely interested in them, because it's a good story to see the rise and fall. It's kind of like the opposite tale of Apple, because it's like they got big when Apple was like... Yeah, it's a good story, though, regardless. But yeah, the biggest problems with the Playbook when it launched was that RIM's big thing was, you know, they're an email machine and their tablet didn't have a native email client on it. Or a calendar.
Correct.
Like, it's, I don't there know. Was one other, it, there was one other major feature it was missing. There was three of them. Calendar, email, maybe a contact list, I want to say. That one makes sense on a phone, though. Well, it was a tablet, though.
Yeah.
So it could have been contacts, which... mind-boggling, but they do what they do. And in mobile gaming news, the Vita launched. I'm actually not 100% sure if it launched in America. Did it launch in America
today?
Too?
It just came out.
Because I know they had the release party in like New Zealand or something. But I
think Todd's getting one.
Really?
Yeah.
It sucks because Sony, like, we haven't talked about the Vita a lot, but... It's got its own... They made a new memory card for it.
Yep.
So you have to buy their memory cards. That's the only thing that'll work with it. And
do they say what type it is? Like, I mean, it's obviously itself, but what do you know? Do they know what the name is?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Right. It's like the it's like an SD card. It's like a Vita card. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I was just curious.
Because they did that. They did that with their cameras too, where they made special chips.
It was like a longer one.
Right, and that's what this one looks like. It looks like it's a long thing.
But like the ones for the Sony cameras wouldn't work on this. It's even more specific than that.
Right, it's a new one altogether again. Because, what idiots. Well, they said a big thing was pirating, which I'm not really sure. It's not, but...
Yeah. It's gonna happen, it'll slow them down a little, but it's just gonna take them an extra 2 days to figure it out.
And there's a ton of games that are like, they have a market, like, because you can get, it's $250 I believe for the Wi-Fi version, then an extra $50 for the 3G one, which then you don't have to, it's not a reoccurring charge, is it? Like, it's just you, it's like the Kindle where it was just you pay the extra price and you can use it, but you can't download anything over 20 megs when you're on 3G. Which almost all the games I've heard are over, like, you know, beyond that. And it's weird, like, when you put in the game, it makes an icon on your screen, but you still have to have the cartridge in it. It's not like it saves it to your thing. And then there's a few other things. The interface looks pretty good. I mean, it looks very responsive. I don't know if either of you have seen demos of it at all.
A little bit with the touch screen.
But the touch screen looks real responsive. It looks ugly, but it looks super responsive.
And there's one in the back, too.
A screen?
A touchpad or something. I was hearing somebody talking about the new Uncharted game for it. And there's something where he was manipulating something on the back. And this was, I was hearing
on the radio. There's a camera, so it could be that. Somehow.
It sounded like it was a touchpad.
Because I know there was some weird overlay thing that they showed, like, where they were using the camera and they could see augmented reality, but... But I know they have they went back to the dual joysticks, and they're pretty responsive, and I don't know, just overall, like, people have given it good reviews, but at this point, they're competing with Android and iOS instead of just Nintendo. You know, like, the mobile gaming is changing so much that it's a whole different world now, and I don't know. Would you guys, either of you, consider getting one, or...
I was thinking, reading about it right now, and you actually have to pay on a monthly basis
for the Wi-Fi or for the 3G,
and it's through AT&T.
Figures.
One thing I found
that's the same as if you were to get an iPad, a 3G iPad.
Right.
I mean, at least there you have two options.
And supposedly, when the 3 comes out, you'll have 3. It's supposedly gonna be on Sprint too, but we'll see.
Have you seen the commercial for the Vita?
Uh-uh.
This morning when I was watching ESPN, they had a commercial for it. And so the videos of this guy sitting there playing whatever the baseball game is on his PlayStation 3. And then somehow it transfers the game to
the
Vita.
Like, he paused it and left and like
turned
it back on.
And then
it's
him walking down the street while continuing to finish his game.
So they're ripping off the Wii U, because that was one thing that they had to claim that they were going to be able to do, was you could play on the TV and then you take your little pad and you can just go to the bathroom, chill with it.
I know the Vita, like, a ton of the PS3 games have been ported to the Vita already, which seems crazy to me that they can take it from, like, I mean, granted, I guess the PS3 is what, 5-6 years now? Is it, what year did it, anyone?
Yeah, it probably is.
Had to be like 2005, right?
Because it 2006. Came out...
It's about a year after the 360. I think it's 5 years.
Yeah.
Cause I think the 360's been out for 6. But it's crazy that they're doing everything. I don't know. Like I said, the touchscreen looks really nice. Like, it's super responsive, so I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens with it.
2006.
Anything else you want to say about the Vita? Anyone?
No, I think it looks.
Are you gonna get one?
Nice.
Are you gonna play with Todd? Are you gonna make him borrow to us to do a demo review?
If he gets one, I'm sure he'd let us use it.
I tried to win one through Taco Bell the other day.
Yeah.
Did you get their new
Dorito shells? I don't think that started yet.
It was that big box thing.
I think that starts March 7th.
Oh.
You bought the big box, you got some code.
Do you know what we're talking about? The new taco shells that are huge Doritos?
No.
That's what they're... Are they changing completely to that, though?
No, it's just an option.
Oh, okay. Someone told me they were changing completely.
Picture a nacho cheese, and then there's rumor that they're making one Cooler Ranch as well.
Someone, yeah.
I don't eat at Taco Bell. I honestly don't remember the last time, but...
There's one just down the road, man.
I will go there just to get a Doritos
taco. A Dorito shell?
Yeah.
It's just down the road.
Or maybe just see if I can buy the shells and...
You got them in either direction from here.
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
There's one down by 694.
One by 694. Or
Larpinder? Is it off Larpinder? Yeah. That's what I thought. Now people know where we are.
Oh, shit. They're zeroing in.
They're going to... It's like in The Big Bang Theory when they figured out where the models were. The America's Next Top Model. Was that what it was? Yeah. And then they showed up as dish cable repairmen. And they're like stenciling on the screen like landmarks in the background. You know what I'm talking about? Big Bang Theory?
No.
Really?
I don't know.
That's like the first episode.
I don't know. I wasn't listening, so I don't know what you're talking about. Oh,
when they found the America's Next Top Model house.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that. They're going to find us.
Yeah, it happens.
Suddenly the cable man shows up, and we're like, what? I don't even have cable. Anyway.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, sorry.
What?
No,
go.
No.
I didn't what?
Scratch me. Don't listen.
That's really all the news. I feel like there's one other thing I was going to throw out there, but is there any other, I mean, tech news before we get into our news? Is there anything else? Steven, do you have anything else that's happened last week that you can think of that we didn't just talk about?
No.
It's been, I mean, we're in a lull.
Yeah, mobile. Lull is, I think, one of those words. Mobile World Congress starts next week. So we'll have lots of phone news.
I'm excited about that.
Me, not so much.
No?
We got to be coming close to an iPad release, though, right? I'll be excited about that.
I'm sitting here waiting.
March 7th is the rumored date for their announcement. But we'll see if they release 8 days later-ish, would be my guess. But yeah, that's all of the tech news. So we'll move on to Bleed Geek news, I guess. Well, first of all, we have shirts. You want to talk about shirts? Or do you not want to talk about shirts?
No. We might as well. I mean, we don't have the specific details yet, but we've got, if you're seeing our live stream, Mike, like, stand up a little bit.
I don't know if where I'm going. You can't really see it, but my shirt says Bleed Geek.
Let's just stood can, up.
This way.
Randy's taking care of it.
Yeah.
He's taking care of business. So if you're listening to audio only right now, think of a nice field where, did it work?
Yep.
So Randy just showed his shirt, but it's our logo on a shirt. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we're getting some shirts, so.
But we're going to have some for sale soon, hopefully. We'll find out. We'll have more details on that coming up.
Correct.
And the decals.
Decals.
And decals.
Yeah. Slapped one on an Nalgene bottle this morning.
Excellent.
I should give you some before you go.
You should.
Then you can spam the army.
Yeah. Here we come, USA. So there's that. We're coming up on our 1 year, which we don't have any specifics for yet, but we'll have definite news about that very soon.
Should we just say what we're planning, or no?
Well, we can't. I kind of feel like we did last week. I don't remember. Did we do last week?
For our one... I don't know.
Yeah, go for it.
For our 1 year, we're hoping to do... We're doing... Not hoping. We are doing...
We just haven't pinned down location and exact times.
We're going to be doing a live... That's what Dignation used to do. We're doing a live show. This date. We don't know where yet, but we'll get the details
tomorrow. May 19th.
May 19th.
So, write it in your calendar. Keep the date open. Expect to come to... If feasible for you, I guess, depending on where you are.
It'll be like around the Roseville area.
Probably.
That's where we're shooting for. So mark it on your calendars, May 19th.
It'll be a day event.
Yeah.
Probably an afternoon show and
afternoon and then
an after party.
After party.
And then an after party.
Just all right. Kidding. I don't know. That's fine.
Don't hold me to that. All right.
Let's just keep it going.
Straight on through to next week's episode.
Boom.
Subway
seems like a bad.
So anyway, and then some more pressing news that perhaps we are working on. We are. How do you, I don't know. You want to go? You want to just let Matt do it?
Let's let Matt talk.
Matt has some things he'd like to say. Oh, an announcement to make.
We have the new Bleed Geek movie site opening up. Is that going live tonight?
Yeah.
Is that
the plan? You go check it out now if you're listening.
Sure.
Bleedgeek.com/movies.
You forgot to bring the button to hit.
Oh, the Hulk button. Where were we on that one?
I think we were fixing microphones.
We were playing with the audio.
Yeah, so we got Bleed Geek Movies.
Give a little synopsis of it. Live.
Yeah, so it's just going to be a new Bleed Geek site that's going to focus on movie news, trailers, reviews. Just a site where you can come and...
Only new movies?
No. I mean, because my movie tastes are more on the cheesy action film and stupid comedy side. I don't foresee myself going to see too much high class...
Like Flash?
Flash Gordon? I should do...
That'd be pretty awesome.
But yeah, so for weeks when there's not something new coming out, I'll get a review for either something new to DVD or just go into my collection and pull something out and write up on some of those nostalgic movies from my childhood, such as Flash Gordon or The Goonies. Yeah, so...
movies that everybody should see.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll end up being a fun site for people to come to get their movie news, see what...
Reviews, some of us maybe recommendations.
See trailers for movies that feature space zeppelins and...
space Nazis.
Nazi moon bases.
Nazis in space. It's a real thing.
I heard about it.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, maybe you should go to bleedgeek.com/movie and check it. Movies, we should probably make both just to be... but yeah, go check it out. Yeah, and it'll be, updated regularly. We have a little calendar on the side with release dates.
Yeah, so it'll have on the Fridays, you can see what movies are coming out that week, as well as on Tuesdays. I just got March at least updated with some of the new DVDs and Blu-rays. I mean, there's always so many that come out each week that I won't get everything on there, but at least the ones that I know I'm personally interested in or seem big enough that people out there would be interested in them.
And we're also going to have Matt come on the podcast at least once a month, probably the first week of the month, just to go over some movie news for the month, pick out his movies most looking forward to.
DVDs I'm looking forward to. Or
yeah, just kind of take a little section of maybe the last 20 minutes or whatever and talk about whatever we want, because that's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah. We do what we want.
Yeah. So the movie site is live today. So go check that out. And we will also be having something else that we're working on, semi in the same category, but we'll have more news on that soon enough. Maybe the next couple weeks. We'll see what happens. And then we'll have to have Steven back, and he'll tell you more about that. Although I think when he comes back next, it'll be over Skype probably. That'll be a fun test for audio as well. I think that'll be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Than what we were trying to do today.
Oh, and also real quick, the movie site, for anyone that is listening, if you check it out and there's things that you want to see on there, feel free to hit up the comment section and,
Or you can always get a hold of us at our email address, which is
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Yeah, so you can always let us know for that site or our regular site or... any site you found on the internet that you want to talk about, whatever, if you just want to chat, send us an email. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Randy?
No.
Anything else you'd like to say, Matt?
Just encourage people to check out the new site.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
We're probably gonna have to start spamming that now, huh?
We're gonna. You will
be prepared for the spam. Well, there's gonna be a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll hear from us.
Steven,
if you don't want to.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
Just stay tuned for the next announcement.
Yeah. So that'll be another exciting thing that we're working on.
Is it exciting?
It could be.
Excellent.
It is.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think with that, that pretty much wraps up this week of Bleed Geek. You can always find us on our website, bleedgeek.com, or our new website,
bleedgk.com. No,
bleedgeek/movies.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can email us.
Do we have a link on Bleed Geek yet?
No, we'll have to put that up right now.
Alright. We'll have a link to it.
Within 20 minutes. you can always email us, which we already said our email was
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or you could, if you, you know, don't type well or have some aversion to email or anything, you can always give us a call.
They could.
And you know what the phone number is, Randy?
Oh, yeah. 406-79-GEEKS.
Or?
That is 406-79-GEEKS. I don't know. 794-3357.
That's correct.
Yes.
Good job.
It's like, crap, what is that word? Yeah.
You can always also check us out at facebook.com/bleedgeek. Or follow us on Twitter, which is just at
twitter.com/bleedgeek.
And the Tumblr still does nothing.
That's okay.
But you never know.
Go there.
Something could pop up.
Friend us. I don't know if that's
follow. You follow people, us. I think.
Oh.
Clint, it's like an RS.
Yeah. I get it.
Anyway. You can also follow us individually on Twitter. I think that's where we're at, right?
Yep.
I am at Mike037.
I'm at Crandall111.
Steven is
at S. Hugh Smaller.
At Schmuller.
Schmuller. And Matt is at Matt Fowler.
No.
At Fowler FF.
Still to be determined.
We're going to really make him get one this time, for real. Not just like how we always say that every time he's on and he doesn't have one and we're making up his Twitter handles. But like for real this time.
It's true.
But yeah, I think that really does wrap it up, right?
Yep. I think so.
Yeah, so check out bleedgeek.com/movies. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Stephen Huswaller.
And thanks for listening.
Rim.